All right, what up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dead End Hip Hop. Before we get into the review, be sure to head over to patreon.com/deadendhiphop. And if you dig what you're watching, you know, so you can support us there. Or you can go to deadendhiphop.com and go to the merch page and cop like some t-shirts and shit. So I got this one on, and this is the anniversary shirt, and then we got other design on there as well. And that's it. I appreciate you guys. Also, don't forget to subscribe. Ninja is a rapper slash producer out of Detroit who just recently dropped a new album called Fuck the Hype.
No.
This is an album or EP? Is
no.
It called?
It's called Heart.
Heart?
I was about to say this is the wrong shit.
Fuck the Hype was the EP he released last year.
With Grotesque on it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was last year.
Heart. Are you fucking serious?
Yes, man.
One-on-one. So we doing a one-on-one?
One-on-one. Are you looking?
Wow.
Yes, though, this was on my top 10 last year.
Don't look at me.
That's worse than me, though.
New tickle on.
This is the album.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Damn, kid.
So
this one
on? Yeah, right.
May as well.
I should have turned it to a one on like a motherfucker.
Goodness gracious.
That is.
I know, fuck that, man.
Yes.
Okay.
We're here.
Damn, Ken.
Nah, man, I want to be in this shit, though.
You can't, dog. You need the right album, dog.
Come on, man.
Just take the L, dog. Like, take that.
That's right.
Hey, you can have some ad-libs. You can do some ad-libs.
We should.
Nah, we ain't waiting.
Come on, man.
What you think about this album, B?
Nah, fuck that, man.
What you gonna do? How you gonna review it?
You can stand it.
Oh, man.
It's all good.
Go ahead. Sit there.
Damn right.
Sit there looking crazy.
I am sitting here looking fucking crazy.
Go ahead.
Motherfucking dope as hell.
Comment section gonna blow the fuck up, man. Get the hell out of the way.
Fuck up anyway because Ron gonna put that fucking intro in there.
It's one now, bro.
Look. Bye, Ken.
You can do a solo review.
You look, man.
I wouldn't do y'all like this.
Yes, you would.
No, the fuck
yes,
I would.
Yes, you would.
No, I would.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know it hurts, man.
It's all good, man.
No, it's not all good. I'm not saying it's all good. Y'all gotta throw me this ball, yo. Like, come on.
Look at it like this. B and Mike took time to really listen to this thing.
Right.
Here, dog. Let him get it out.
You up here studying a year old album.
Yes, Nolan Ninja, if y'all remember, I had him in my top 10 of 2015 last year for Fuck the Hype EP. And I think with this album, he's... Huh?
What did Ken listen to?
Yo, this shit ain't even fucking funny though, for real.
Yeah, so Fuck the Hype EP was one of my top 10 albums for 2015. So with this album, Heart, I was definitely looking forward to more Nolan Ninja. And I think he pretty much... picked off where he left off with this album, Mike. I don't know if you're familiar. If this is your first time listening to a Nolan Ninja project, yeah. So coming into this, I was pretty much expecting what I got. Raw, aggressive, you know, lyrical, beast, proud, like just on the mic MC with a lot of passion and a lot of heart, which is the name of this album, Heart LP. I think we talked about when we had reviewed, all of us reviewed Joey Badass 1999. We love that nostalgic 90s grimy type of feel that this album start off with. You know, of course you're gonna get that, you know, MCs talking like, yo, this is all this bubblegum rap, da-da-da-da, and then just go straight in. Nolan just comes straight in. His voice demands so much attention on the mic, which is, I think, why I love about it. Not only that he, you know, of course, talking about some of the things that I can relate to as being from Detroit and being from the, you know, inner city, but I just love the fact that you know, he's able to pour out his aggression on the mic and be so passionate. And I can appreciate this, and I know Ken can appreciate it too. He's like, him being so young, he's into like 90s hip hop. He loves like 90s hip hop. Talking with him before about it, he loves that 90s boom bap type of feel. And that's what you got. Yeah, man, I think overall, I think for him, with this debut album, official debut album of Left to Center, also you can get it on Fat Beats, I think he did a great job of delivering you know, what, from a fan like me who's been following his music for some, for a couple years now, I think he didn't stray too much away. He pretty much stuck with the sound that I'm used to hearing him sound like, and I'm glad he kind of switched it up a little bit. And the lyrical prowess was just, that's what attracted me to his music from the get-go. So, yes, I love it.
So, I'm not familiar with, I feel kind of left out, left behind. I'm not familiar with Nolan the Ninja. I know y'all have been talking about him for a while, but to be honest, this is not at all what I expected. When I put it on, I was just like, God damn, I felt old. Because he was just hollering. And I was like, damn. And I listened to it all the way through once, and then went back again to listen to it again the second time. And it's such a weird feeling, because with this album, while I think he's a dope rapper, he's got bars, and I think the production was cool, this is not something that I feel like I'd listen to, like, on even a semi-regular basis. Because after a while, even when it got to Immortality, which samples one of my favorite Roots songs, even that, I was just like, after a few bars, I lost interest. It was like I started feeling my mind wander because it just sounded like a bunch of hollering. Now, when I did focus in and really hear what he's saying, because he was yelling so much that it started to be like I couldn't even pull lines from this, which is what I typically do with every album we review, is like I listen to it, I focus on the lyrics. The best tracks that I enjoyed the most were the ones where there was a feature, because it was almost like there was a slight break from him yelling. Like Epitome with, was that the Posse Cut? Wasn't Epitome the Posse Cut?
Yeah, yeah.
With like, had like I've never heard any of those guys.
Yeah.
But that was one of the more interesting tracks, because it was like everybody brought their A game. Everybody showed up to rap.
And he had to kind of cater away from his style a little bit.
To kind of
keep up with the rest of them. Okay.
Right. It wasn't all, you know, I got my mind right, money right, ready for war. And I'm like, it's like he's Sticky Fingers reimagined, which I think is dope because I loved Sticky Fingers back in the day. But it's like that in 2016, I'm not sure if my mind can really pull that in and stay focused on it. Integrity with Guilty Simpson, I thought was a really dope song. And I like the way Guilty rhymed on it, and I feel like that was one of the songs that Nolan the Ninja did pull me in. Again, it's because it's that balance. You know, you had Guilty that was kind of like, he's not a smooth rapper, but he's almost that, he's like Sean P, where he's almost that hood smooth. Like, he still sounds like he'll fuck you up, but he's not yelling. He has no reason to yell at you. But the way Nolan the Ninja ended the track, I thought was dope, where he was like, like me or not, I'm highly dope, and if you disagree, then nigga, see me at a show. And that's the kind of shit that I enjoy from him, because it's that aggression, but it was just
that nostalgic 90s feel.
Because Guilty kind of had that same 90s sound where, you know, I earned my stripes. What do you say? I forgot what he says. I earned the right, I earned my stripes.
I love Guilty. He reminds me of like one of them, just one of the OGs I just grew up with that just so happens to rap. Because the stuff he speaks about, man, I just be like,
it's just hood.
Yeah, but it's so God.
I earned the right, I earned my stripes, dress me, word it right. That's what he said. Yeah. But it's like a simple line, but it hits.
Yeah.
And the way they work with each other sounded dope.
What you think about Ecology with an A-? Because I think that was, to your point, I think that was another example of, here you go, you got Nolan being, they fed off each other really well, but for Nolan being so aggressive, and then you got A-minus coming
just
in.
Like
laid back, smooth, I'ma still spit. Like, none of the features on here was like whack. Like,
none of them, none of them.
You know, everyone did their thing. Novelist, Red Pill, I love Red Pill.
I was gonna say, I liked him too, but I never heard of him.
Never. Of Ugly Hero? You never heard of Ugly Heroes? Okay, Red Pill. I think you would fuck with Red Pill.
I liked him on this, but my attention really turned on 40 Acres. Because Novelist is just such a fucking dope rapper, and the way Nolan and Novelist worked off each other was dope, and that was when I started noticing that he was rhyming different, and he rhymed different for the rest of the project, so it was almost like he ran out of energy. It was like he was yelling for fucking 10, 11 tracks, and then he finally was just like, oh, I'm tired. And those were the songs that I was like, I wish he sounded more like this.
Okay.
Like, it was just like the same critique I gave of Denzel Curry. It was like, I can't take all the yelling, And then he kind of switched it up on some tracks. It was like, I really wish that Nolan would have done a little bit more of that. Because I feel like I would have to be in a mood for this, for a whole bunch of hollering. And I just don't, like, again, maybe it's just me being old. I don't know when I would be in the mood to listen to this.
And I know you keep referring to it as like hollering or whatever, but so you choose to say hollering over just it being an aggressive MC?
Yeah, because Kool G Rap is an aggressive MC, but he ain't hollering. You know?
Because when I listen to Nolan, I always like, oh man, I like it because he's aggressive. I never looked at it as he's just hollering.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. And it's like, nothing I'm saying is a detriment to this project. Yeah. I think I said at the beginning, I was like, this it's dope bars. Mm-hmm. It's dope rhyming and it's great beats. It's well put together. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's a mood album. I'd have to be in the mood to hear someone that's this angry sounding.
Like M.O.P. kind of like?
I don't think M.O.P. hollers. Like, when I listen to this, it sounds like when he's hollering, it sounds like he's about to go horse, he's hollering.
Really?
I don't really get that from M.O.P. I just get M.O.P. When I listen to M.O.P., I'm just like, oh, back to front. Yeah, I get that, but when I listen to this, I get just like an angry Doberman for fucking 14 tracks. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I have to be in a mood for this. Like, if this came up on Shuffle, I can't do this. I have to actually be like, man, I feel like hearing somebody just mad as fuck.
I thought you liked that type of music though, like just mad, angry stuff.
I do. Yeah. Well, metal, yeah. But I'm expecting that.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the baseline for where the vocals are gonna be. But with hip hop, it's almost like, you know, I'm sure people are gonna say, you like Death Grips.
That's what I was gonna,
But Death Grips isn't rhyming over boom bap beats. If they were, it would sound like shit. If MC Ride was yelling like this over some boom bap, it would sound terrible.
His rhyme schemes is not made for...
No, it's not.
Not at all.
No, it's not.
Trust
this
me.
Is a different type of rapper.
I've listened to Death Grips, I know that. Like,
Nolan the Ninja is a different type of rapper. Like, he's a dope rapper, and I like how he strings his lines together. It's just, like I said, it just sounds like a lot
it's
of
a little
hollering.
Overbearing for you.
It is. It's a little bit overbearing. And you know what, though? It's almost like, even though the production is good, it's almost like the production doesn't quite go with his hollering. It's almost like the production needs to be more hype.
You think it needs to be more like
loud or more boisterous, more rambunctious? Mm. You know, it's just like the beats with him yelling, even though I'm saying it sounds good, it's just I can't always be in the mood for this.
Mm. I think the production, and maybe this is just from, because I have a past, I know like what he's good at sounding over, you know, sounding, you know, type of beats, because he mostly makes most of his own too. So it's like, I guess he knows how to find his pocket or find his sound for his for his type of rhyme style. So I don't know. The production don't bother me. I it just gives me that like 90s kind of like boom bap feel, because that's what he loves. He's from that.
Gotcha.
He's from that era. So.
But think about Onyx though. Remember how Onyx, all their production when they were hollering, they weren't rhyming over no like premiere beats. They were rhyming over some loud ass, like, the kind of beats that make you get up and want to fucking jump around and push people.
Yeah.
His production doesn't make me want to do that. His production makes me, like, do this. Mm-hmm. And then it's like he's hollering, and I'm just like, I can't figure out what to do. So, I don't know.
But that can probably go to how dope of an MC he is, because most of the time if they're doing that, it doesn't mesh well. He's able to still find his pocket.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And still kind of sound good over it.
Yeah.
And speaking of the 40 Acres joint, I thought that was a good concept, how he kind of made it, how him and Novelist, you know, Novelist is always on this anime, you know. So for him to talk about, you know, a system that's kind of like against black men, young black men growing, you know, coming up in the inner city. I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, damn. So he's not only just like this rapping. Mm-hmm. He's also creating a couple of some concepts on the song. Same thing with Real Shit. You know, I'm like, wow, that's dope. Yes, if you're watching, you know, great job, DJ Soko, Left the Center, y'all did a great job of putting this together for his official debut. I'm a fan. I mean, I've been a fan of you for years. So yeah, just keep doing your thing. I love the switch up of your tone and your rhyme schemes on this album, opposed to Fuck the Hype EP. So yeah, if you're gonna find some little quirks and changes or whatever, do that. But I still love you as the aggressive lyrical prod that you are. So keep up the great work.
Yeah, if you're watching, Nolan, you don't have anything to change. Like, I think you're dope. I think this was a well put together project, but I'm just speaking from my own personal tastes that it after a while it did come off to be a little bit overbearing, but clearly that's what you're going for. Clearly that's your sound, that's your style, and I like your style. It might just be that I haven't been in the mood for this type of rap. That could be what the issue is. I might get in some fucking road rage type of situation and throw this on and it clicks and it makes sense. But right now, it was just a little bit too much. But do not change a thing, because the way you rap, the lines you put down, because I had to sit down and actually read the lyrics. But yeah, don't change anything. Keep doing this type of shit. I'm gonna go back and listen to your old stuff and maybe it'll make more sense. But yeah, anybody that likes hardcore, boom bap, hip hop, if you like old Joey Badass, check this shit out.
Nolan the Ninja. So, you know, I fucked up, but I gotta say, man, I like this album so much that I was willing to just come in, you know, and record my thoughts and share my thoughts with you on the album. And I gotta say, man, like, from Fuck the Hype to this, I love to hear the progress that you've made. And I gotta say, I like this album a lot. And what I like about you is that you're an aggressive rapper, and I like your style. And I think that in hip hop today, with what we have, we need some of that. I don't think we have enough of that, but we need somebody that's gonna bring that rawness and that realness back. And that's what I got from this project, from when it opened with Opulence, and then it went to Immortality and Dianetics, and Deploy was on Fuck the Hype, which is the one that I listened to. So I was immediately cool, you know, recognized that one. But Abyss, you and Red Pill killed it on Abyss. I thought that was dope. Oh man, and Guilty Simpson. Guilty Simpson killed his verse. And of course, Real Shit and Potency. And I love the Coda, and how Coda symbolizes, like, you know, you're at the end, but you're supposed to repeat and start all over again. So, you know, for people that know what that means, you can kind of pick it up and understand the reference there. And really, man, I love the messages that you're dropping in here. And I think that's key for people that listen to it, is that basically to you, rap matters. And rapping well matters. And being having some integrity in rap matters a lot. So I love how you sprinkled that on here also. And one of my favorite tracks, and probably my favorite tracks, is 40 Acres. Because I love how you guys address, I love the realness that you guys brought with that and some of the messages that you guys delivered. And Novelist, and I tweeted this out today, but Novelist, that verse you dropped, talking about the student loan system and the colleges and how, you know, that's like an illusion and it's myth. Man, yo, that verse was sick. So overall, man, I love the project. I love the sound of it. And you know, what I like about you in this project is that I think this almost, to me, it doesn't have a dated sound, although a lot of people would say it sounds dated and sound like something from the 90s. I don't think that's the case. I think for me, this is kind of like the sound of hip-hop. And I don't mean that to come across as elitist or anything like that, but what it is that you're a guy that listened to the past, the greats from the past. You can appreciate the guys from the golden age of hip-hop. And because you went back and listened, you had a foundation and a standard already in your head. So when you recorded your album, and when you started to figure out what you wanted to do as a producer and as a rapper, your foundation was set, and there was a bar set. And with that being in place and your crew around you, you knew not to come with any whack shit. Just like the boy called, your homie, talking about the shmoney dance and stuff like that. So overall, man, I think this was a good project. I really enjoyed it. It's definitely on repeat for me. And just keep doing what you're doing, man, because we need stuff like this in hip hop today, especially with, I won't even get into everything that's out there, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, man, because stuff like this and content like this and albums like this matters, and it leads to a career and not a phase in hip hop.